Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Kate Felcher, 1,000 welcomes to the Village Oak Tree for July 1st, 2024. I'm your host, Terrence O'Donnell, and I wish to thank everyone for who's watching or listening to it for joining me again today. So today I want to read part three of Michael Campy's The Priest, formerly known as Bob, and along with a bit of sad news that only emphasizes how fast the United States is descending in authoritarianism. So let me get into that. As everybody knows in the news today, the U.S. Supreme Court, by a vote of 63, and it's always 66-3, seems like these days, decided that U.S. presidents are above the law, just like the justices, or so they think anyway. They ruled that a president may do anything he wants as long as he declares that it was done in the line of the duties of his office, and I mean anything. If he does do something that violates a law in the books, he must be impeached and the trial is held by the Congress and lower courts. Seems that the U.S. Congress may want to use that procedure to look into some of the Supreme Court justices. Just saying. As everyone knows, this Republican Congress will never allow one hair of their demigod presidential candidate or one of those six conservative justices to be harmed as long as they're in power. As Tom Hartman pointed out in several articles, the Supreme Court falls under the jurisdiction of the Congress. But as I pointed out to my friends on Wednesday, you know, this coming Wednesday's roundtable discussion, this Republican Congress will never touch that. So the justices basically have no higher authority anymore, and Justice Roberts knows this. He's counting on Americans' continued belief that they're akin to gods and are untouchable as far as the law goes. This only gets better and better. So much for checks and balances between the three branches of the government. All of this only hastens the end of the United States in its current form. Being a representative democracy is pretty much a facade now, and voting is by the public is an exercise in futility, as the wealthy elite choose who gets to go to the state houses in Washington, D.C. now. This is a country now where the will of the people is a myth. It is the will of the richest 1% who decides how the country goes. You can see how that's working out for us. So let me continue to read The Priest to give everyone an idea of how this will eventually turn out. The Priest, formerly known as Bob, Part 3, by Michael Campy. Bob, the early years, continued. Things that you may not have thought about regarding the end times. It fucking stinks. Bad. Come in at number 3 in the top 10 weirdest things about the apocalypse was that it seemed like the significant percentage of the population had been waiting for a situation like this to go to the bathroom in public. I didn't see the appeal of having always been a bit on the shy side. But I guess I was a minority on this one. Everything that was in place to take all the smelly things that we produced and dump them in somebody else's backyard no longer came to take those things away. It was awful. And I took to wearing a mask around most of the time just to cut the smell. A little Vicks vapor rub under the nose worked well too. I had read up a bit on strategies for the end of the world as we know it. And the consensus was, at least early on, to shelter in place. I wasn't entirely sure of this, but the people who wrote the books, who had names like Sparrow and Savage and Peter, and appeared to have served in some top-secret clandestine special operations Russian tactical organization, made some good points. So here I am, sheltering in place, alone again, naturally. I think that my friends either didn't make it or used the apocalypse as an excuse to stop seeing me. I have a bad case of imposter syndrome and have always thought that the new friends I did had didn't associate with me because I was clever, funny, well-informed, and useful when things needed to come down off a high shelf because they couldn't think of a way to stop seeing me without appearing rude. This will go on the second list, the top 10 most useful things about the apocalypse. After the end of the industrial civilization, everyone had a perfectly good reason to stop talking to people whom they never liked to talk to in the first place. It was a great way to excuse being too lazy to return a call, text, or an email. It made people honest by default. Someone happened to say, "Didn't you get my call?" You could tell them it never came through. You wouldn't be lying. Isn't that special? I used to sit around in my living room waiting for people to call, and I could go days without hearing a word. The only time I could guarantee contact was when I gave up on the phone and went to do something else. If I went to the bathroom, I could count on the phone ringing as soon as I sat down. If I was leaving the house the moment I got outside, the phone would ring. I was a rare bird that way in that I treated my cell phone like a landline, and I wouldn't take it with me when I went somewhere. Quirky, I guess. The place where I had set up base camp was an abandoned building that looked like it had been a church at some point. All the windows had been boarded up, and the only way in was through a basement window in the back that was covered with overgrown weeds. The first 3 weeks, I didn't leave at all. I discovered that I could get up on the roof if I needed to see what was going on. It was noisy as hell during that time with the sounds of breaking glass, people fighting, gunshots, and of course big cars with loud engines. That was one of the things I'd hoped would go away. But stayed around up to the time I decided to leave. I had gathered up some paper maps before, and they came in real handy. I found a Rand McNally book that covered the entire U.S., which helped a lot when I plotted my route out of the city. The world calmed down a bit after everyone who was going to get out had got out, and the gangs and warlords had marked off their territories. Early in the morning on Monday of the fourth week, I packed up and headed east. I always like to start things on Monday because it seemed like a beginning. I would have left on Friday or Sunday or Wednesday, but those just didn't have the same feel. It was the first morning of the first day of the rest of my life, and I didn't feel that bad about things. I would probably always wonder about the folks that I had known in L.A. But that was like wondering whatever happened to the girl you fell in love with in kindergarten had a tad. Only a tad more permanent. On the road again? Well, not again, because I hadn't been on the road in over 10 years, but you get what I'm saying. I had a destination in mind. It was a place in northern Arizona, an old town that had been pretty much abandoned because it got very hot even before the collapse, but now it's winter, so it should be okay. It was far enough away from many population centers that I, hopefully, didn't have to worry about there being too many people. The only real problem with my choice was that Jerome, Arizona, a former gold mining town on the western side of the Verde Valley, was 420 miles from where I am. It's been a minute since I walked 420 miles, but what the hell? I mean, I didn't really have anything else to do. And so, like I said, this is chapter 3, and I will provide the other chapters. He's written about 12 of these so far. Like I said, we're only on chapter 3. There's a lot more. He's pretty graphic about his descriptions of the future. And this will also give you an idea probably of what things are going to look like once the United States finally collapses in on itself. And it's going to happen. It's probably going to happen in my lifetime. And, you know, as I said, I'm nearing 70. I've been around a long time. I'm going to be around a little while longer. Hopefully the country holds together long enough for me to stay alive. I'm hoping I don't have to go into survival mode. The older I get, the little harder that gets. But either way, it's coming. I'm telling you, folks, it's coming. Okay? I can't say it enough. I'll probably tell you in every one of these videos that the end is coming for the United States. It's just only a matter of time. So I will talk to you guys on the next video, which most likely is going to be Wednesday. My friends and I recorded another long video for this week that I'll post on Wednesday. Then I have a couple of interviews that I'm doing, but those are probably the last kinds of those. So that's for future shows. So with that, I'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Sláinte. While I still have your attention, I want to tell you about how you can support this podcast and my efforts in general. This podcast will continue to remain free to subscribe to on all the major mobile podcast apps, on my YouTube channel, Krana Biha, and for the first 30 days on my Substack page, Krana Biha, the Tree of Life at Substack.com. With that in mind, I'm asking for donations of any amount. I decided that I would rather ask for donations instead of charging subscriptions, so everyone has an opportunity to watch or listen to this podcast everywhere in the world. All I'm asking for is help in defraying the cost to produce and distribute this podcast and maintain my website. I've set up a donation tab on the Village Oak Tree webpage at rss.com and a donation page on my website at www.kranabiha.com, which are all linked to PayPal for your security. This way you can use any currency you wish from around the world, providing PayPal is available to you. Any amount's appreciated. Now, about my website. The easiest way to find it is to copy it from the background behind me if you're watching this video. If you're listening to an audio version, copy the website name from the podcast logo shown. Search for it and enjoy your visit. Lastly, I'm trying to sell some copies of my book, Fugitives in the New United States, which can be found at major book retailers around the world, such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu. You can also buy from me direct through the bookstore page on my website. Fugitives in the New United States is available in hardcover, paperback, and digital form. Free if you're a Kindle subscriber. It's written for young adults and older, so it's safe. If this were a movie, it'd be rated PG. Look for Fugitives in the New United States at your favorite book retailer and enjoy it. I sell enough, I'll find the time to write the second book in this series. So I want to thank you for your support, even if it's just a like and a subscribe on my social media accounts. Slantia, thank you for listening to the show today. I hope you enjoyed it, and you'll return again next week for another episode of The Village Oak Tree. Please like, subscribe, and reply on the YouTube video or audio version. This helps with spreading the word about what I'm trying to do, which is to shout out to the world about all the bad things our governments are doing to us. As I say goodbye this week, I wish to leave you with this Irish blessing as you go about your day. May your hand always be stretched out in friendship and never in want. Slánga fáil.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.